a powerful warning from an ex-priest who exposed the Roman Catholic Church. This is an excerpt, ladies and gentlemen, from a video that I did a little while ago regarding Charles Shinnecke, Abraham Lincoln, and the Church of Rome, the Monster Church of Rome, I should say, and how this man exposed the inner workings of that corrupt and wicked system. And it's important that you know that the Roman Catholic Church of today still preaches the same doctrines as in the time of Shinnecke, same doctrines that they preached during the time of the Reformation. You know, I was watching a little video the other day. It was put together by another ex-priest by the name of Richard Bennett, along with another man. He wrote that book, All Roads Lead to Rome. I forget his name, but they put together a video regarding the torture devices that were used against Christians that were persecuted, and many of them were horribly tortured, and they were put to death. Many of them were killed. You know, in that video that they put together, they said, you know, experts and so on and so forth, they did research. They said basically 50 million people were put to death by the Church of Rome. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that we shouldn't take lightly. These are things that actually happen, and the truth is smothered, you know. These are things you need to know. You know, we hear about the Jewish Holocaust, which is an absolute tragedy. I think like 6 million Jewish people were murdered. That's what it was. It was murder. And we know that's true. You know, they try to, you know, there are people that try to make believe that never happened and say it's false. But I know it's true. It is true. I have a book, a huge book. In fact, I purchased a book a couple of different times going into great detail. I've seen videos on public television. So we know it's true. But, you know, there's not much material that is around, you know, from an event or events, I should say, that took place during the Reformation, the Holocaust and the murder of Christians that stood against the Church of Rome. So, you know, consider the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the doctrines that are taught today are still exactly the same. So people rose up, you know, we had the Reformation, you have Martin Luther, William Tyndale, people like that, that stood against the Church of Rome and their teachings regarding the Roman Catholic Mass, Purgatory, Mary, all of this stuff, the Eucharist, the transubstantiation, they abhorred those doctrines. And Rome was not happy about that. And many, many people were murdered, put to death by the Church of Rome, just simply because they would not put up with their antics. They would not remain part of a system that preached such falsehood. So in this warning, you know, it's a warning to people, a warning to the faithful ministers of the Word of God. If you're a minister, if you're a pastor, you're a Christian, you need to hear this warning. It's not long, just but a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. So here's the warning from Charles Shinnecke. He was a Roman Catholic priest for 25 years. He was a Roman Catholic for 50 years. Here's the warning. Excerpts from the warning written by Mr. Charles Shinnecke, okay, to all the faithful ministers of the gospel. Listen carefully. I also dedicate this book, Venerable Ministers of the Gospel. Rome is the great danger ahead for the Church of Christ, and you do not understand it enough. The atmosphere of light, honesty, truth, and holiness in which you are born, in which you have breathed since your infancy, makes it almost impossible for you to realize the dark mysteries of idolatry, immorality, degrading slavery, hatred of the Word of God, concealed behind the walls of that modern Babylon. Besides that, the majority of the books of controversy against Rome are of such a dry character that though many begin to read them, very few have the courage to go to the end. The consequence is an ignorance of Romanism, which becomes more and more deplorable and fatal every day. It is ignorance which paves the way to the triumph of Rome in the near future if there is not a complete change in your views on that subject. It is that ignorance which paralyzes the arm of the Church of Christ and makes the glorious word Protestant senseless, almost a dead and ridiculous word. For who does really protest against Rome today? Where are those who sound the trumpet of alarm? Modern Protestants have not only forgotten what Rome was, what she is, and what she will forever be, the most irreconcilable and powerful enemy of the gospel of Christ, but they consider her almost a branch of the church whose cornerstone is Christ. Faithful ministers of the gospel, I present you this book that you may know that the monster church of Rome, who shed the blood of your forefathers, is still at work today at your very door to enchain your people to the feet of her idols. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening to that warning. I hope you would take heed to what you heard from this ex-priest. Keep in mind, this man was in the system for 25 years. This was a man who never wanted to leave that church. He spoke against the Protestant people until the Lord opened his eyes by the Spirit of the living God. Through the scriptures, this man was set free, and this is why he came forth with that warning. We are living in a day of gross apostasy, gross compromise, where we have the modern-day evangelical church working hand-in-hand with the Church of Rome. My, oh my. Can you imagine what Mr. Shinnecke would do if he saw such antics going on today, the Pope appearing by way of video at meetings with evangelicals who say nothing. I mean, it's totally pathetic, folks, but it's scary. Folks, this is leading somewhere. The Church of Rome, they have an agenda. They still proclaim themselves to be the only true church in the world. They still proclaim that the Pope is the leader of the universal church. Can you imagine? This man travels all over the world, and people bow before him, kiss his ring. Can you imagine this? This is still going on to this day, ladies and gentlemen. He's called the Holy Father, makes no attempt to stop being called the Holy Father or His Holiness, ladies and gentlemen. This is incredible. So I encourage you to watch that whole video, ladies and gentlemen. It's under 2 hours long. I mean, it's free. You can watch it, and you'll hear the story of Mr. Shinnecke, how he came out of the system, and you'll find many other interesting pieces of advice. Abraham Lincoln, proven fact. I mean, he was the lawyer for this man, Shinnecke. So I want you to be blessed today once again.